Different You, Different Us by Charlotte and Miss Bree, read by Mean Sprite. Part 1. November 2001. Things had to have gotten pretty desperate in order for Sam to actually step foot in a store to buy underwear. Sam's theory was that the black hole in the dryer that continuously devoured his socks had now developed a taste for his boxers, especially the soft jersey cotton ones that were nice, tight, comfy, and made his ass look good. Not that he paid attention to those kinds of things, but still. Maybe if it was summer, Sam could put off the shopping expedition, but he hated having cold nuts. Seriously. There are some things on a man's body that should not be subjected to sub-zero temperatures, and as far as Sam was concerned, his nuts were one of them. There was also something really disconcerting about going on a hunt, facing down a vampire, and knowing you were going commando. What if something clawed a hole in his jeans? No monster was going to take him seriously if his dick was hanging out a slash in his Levi's, not to mention the damage that could potentially be done. Sam shuddered. So, this was why he squared his shoulders as he stood at the doors to Walmart, staring down the little old ladies who drove straight at him with their shopping carts. He bolted through the front doors, took a quick look around and headed straight to the menswear department. It wasn't hard to spot. There were men in it. It only took him a few minutes to find the underwear. After all, he was a hunter. The packages were lined up like little soldiers, and Sam took a few more minutes to look at them with their convenient little pictures illustrating the type of boxers. Jersey boxers, medium. His hand darted out and his fingers wrapped around another hand. There was nothing Dean hated more than fucking Walmart on a fucking Sunday. The aisles were packed with too many people, mostly families with kids running around the cart and screaming at the top of their lungs. And seriously, couldn't these people control their kids? Because Dean had nearly tripped over half a dozen of them, and if they weren't careful he was going to snap and lose it and blow out the skylight with one quick pull from his holster. Marvelling at his own thoughts, Dean has to take a moment to pause and collect himself before he really did snap. Somehow pulling a gun in Walmart, no matter how crazy-assed busy it was, didn't seem like it would go over very well. It was his own fault he was here anyway. For months he had been putting things off, letting his pile of clothing deteriorate before his eyes until his boxers were thin enough you could see through them. And now it wasn't even just the boxers. Those were just the most important. Dean's list was long enough he needed a fucking grocery cart, which only served to make his mood even worse because he had to steer the cart through the masses. While considering his temporary insanity, Dean let his eyes drift down to locate the jersey boxers he preferred, and something hard smacked him in the back of thigh. Stupid-ass kids throwing Nerf footballs around. Which was why he didn't realize his hand was in the direct path of another, until their skin was touching and he was looking slightly up. The boy, man, young man, more boy than anything really, was an inch or two taller than him, skinny, scraggly brown hair hanging in his eyes. He still had that awkward stance about him, like maybe he had just recently hit a growth spurt and was trying to figure out how to control his long limbs. Dean blinked at him, eyebrows drawing together, and pulled back his hand when he realized it was still against the stranger's.
Go ahead.
He gestured towards the packages of boxers. Sam groaned internally. It was bad enough he had to shop for underwear, but now he had to actually grab a guy while doing it. He glanced out from under his hair at the other man as he pulled two packets of underwear off the peg.
Thanks. I like these kind.
Stop talking, Sam. Stop talking now. The man had rough hands, nice hands, and looked like he could handle himself well in a fight. Then Sam made the fatal mistake of looking up into the guy's eyes. It wasn't so much that they were huge and had long black lashes, or that they were a stunning colour. Green, but kind of like if you could take the colour of moss or something and make it liquid. But they just looked sexy. Hot. Sam's throat suddenly closed up a little.
They're soft and warm.
Fuck. His mouth snapped shut, but he couldn't seem to get his feet to move. Brushing his hair off his face, he smiled dopily, knowing he was making a complete and utter ass of himself. Dean would have laughed if he could remember how to make that noise in his throat. Currently, though, all he could remember to do was swallow and nod and reach up to grab three packages from the rack. The last thing he wanted was a return trip to Walmart any time in the next 6 months.
Aye, yeah, these, They fit just right, you know? Especially when you're walking.
Dean looked down at the packages in his hands and scowled slightly. Apparently making an idiot of himself was number one on today's to-do list. Sam hadn't meant to glance down at the man's ass, but really, they were talking about underwear. He cleared his throat, and the ass was nice.
I hadn't thought about the walking thing.
Sam didn't like it when his underwear rolled up. But then, who did?
He gestured over to the next row of pegs. Undershirts here are the same material, if you like that kind of stuff.
Chewing on his bottom lip, he took a step back, nervously fiddling with the packages he held.
Yeah.
Dean nodded, glancing at the spot where the man had pointed.
I like those. The collar ride just low enough.
His face scrunched together in annoyance at himself. What the hell was he doing? Having some conversation with some random kid about boxes and undershirts? In the middle of Walmart on the busiest day of the week? Dean was used to the supernatural shit. This was just weird.
Okay. Sam smiled shyly and ran his hand quickly through his hair. Guess I should.
He gestured with his packages towards the cash registers. Dean nodded and turned from the boy, man, kid, whatever. But as he moved away, Dean's eyes shifted to follow the body, trace along the back, down to the curve of, well. Dean pulled his eyes away before he could dwell too much on any curve of muscle. Staring down at the packages in his hand, Dean blinked a few times before tossing them into the cart, shaking his head and curling his hand around the slightly sticky handle. With a grimace, he pulled his hand back and just barely missed running over three kids on the way to the dry food section. June 2002. It was a rarely known fact that some of the best food in the world could be found in the middle of nowhere diners. Of course, you always ran the risk of finding equally bad food, but Dean thought it was a risk worth taking. So when he saw the diner hole in the wall, well, Dean couldn't resist pulling over. It had been a couple hours since he ate anyway, and there was always room for a cheeseburger and a piece of pie when he used as much energy as Dean did. There were only half a dozen cars out front, and Dean pulled into the closest space, pushing open the door of his Impala and stepping out on the dark pavement. Heat settled over him like he'd just walked into a steam room, and he lifted the edge of his leather coat, flapping it slightly. Just as he considered taking it off, he stepped past the diner's threshold into the chilly interior and decided keeping it on would be just fine. The waitress behind the counter was snapping her gum loud enough that it, and the muttering of the cooks behind the window, were the only things he could hear. Some old 50s rock song started playing over the speakers as he stepped up to the nearest stool and leaned against the shiny red countertop. It only took him a quick scan of the menu to find a double cheeseburger, complete with fries and a chocolate milkshake. Sounded like his perfect kind of meal.
"What can I get you, doll?"
The waitress smacked the words around shiny pink bubblegum and leaned her hip against the sink. She gave him a big, watery, doe-eyed smile, and Dean might have been interested if her hair didn't look like a wig and her lipstick wasn't smeared across her teeth, and if he didn't have a hunt a good 200 miles away that he'd promised his dad he'd check out as soon as possible. So he simply placed his order and gave her a half-smile before dropping his eyes to the menu until she walked away to place the order. When she was down at the other end of the counter, talking to a large man with a 6-inch beard, Dean raised his head and cast curious eyes around the diner. They always tended to be decorated the same. 40s or 50s memorabilia, jukebox in the far wall, or overly campy local decor that never ceased to amuse him. Dean's attention was drawn the other direction when the door to the bathroom opened, and then he stepped out. It was an odd feeling at first, like deja vu, brown hair seemingly everywhere, in his eyes, across his ears, every direction. It looked like he might have grown an inch or more in the past, 7 or so months since that time in Walmart. And if Dean were in a different line of work, he might not even have realized it was the same guy. But the image of him had this tendency to randomly appear in Dean's mind at odd moments, so now it wasn't too hard to put two and two together. Still, he was not going to be the one to say something. But seriously, what were the odds? Randomly meeting in Walmart, that was one thing. Meeting for a second time in a diner in the middle of nowhere, it was the type of thing Dean would investigate if he thought the man was something dangerous. Didn't seem likely. So he dropped his eyes and let his fingers drum along the counter surface. Sam walked over to the front counter, tugging on his shirt away from his damp skin.
It was hot and Sam was tired of his clothes sticking to his chest and back. He really needed to get a car with air conditioning. Well, he could just add that to the list of things he needed to get. It wasn't easy trying to hunt at his age. He had kind of started from scratch with nothing. So, yeah, the air conditioning would have to wait.
"Excuse me?" Sam tried to get the waitress's attention as she whipped past, leaving a trail of perfume behind her.
When she completely ignored him to head straight for the kitchen, Sam shrugged and leaned against the counter. Maybe she was on her way to get his food. Sighing, Sam tugged at his shirt again and glanced at the man standing next to him. He did a double take. The guy looked really familiar.
"Hey."
He tilted his head, trying to get a better look at the guy's face.
"Don't I know you?"
Even as he said it, he realized how much it sounded like a cheesy pickup line and cringed inwardly. Dean cleared his throat and rapped his knuckles along the coarse surface of the counter. Tilting his head slightly towards the man, Dean let his eyes linger over his features, taking him in and using the time as a pretense to thinking over the man's question.
"Hmm."
He hummed in thought as his eyes flickered over a firm jawline, thin, light pink lips, and high cheekbones.
"Jersey boxers."
He let his hand fall on the counter, and the corner of his lip lifted up. Weird that he didn't even know the man's name, but he knew what type of underwear he wore. Of course, Sam knew who the man was the moment he looked up. He wouldn't be forgetting those eyes any time soon. They were still the same startling colour. Sam chuckled.
Yeah, that's right. Dude, kind of freaky meeting a gang.
And really, it was, because being a hunter meant that Sam's movements were pretty random, all things considered.
"Boxers,"
he muttered, hand moving nervously to his hair.
"Weird. More than freaky."
Dean nodded and frowned, let his eyes scan around the diner, pinpointing the waitress as she came around the corner.
"You stalking me or something?"
He let his eyes dart back to the man before dropping down to the counter once more. His shoulders were slightly tense, senses telling him to be prepared for the unexpected like he'd been trained to his entire life.
"What?"
Sam's brow furrowed.
"No."
The full meaning of the man's question sunk in through Sam's heat-addled brain.
"No, I'm getting a chef's salad and a Coke."
He blinked and pushed up off the counter. Touchy guy. Sam offered the guy a tentative smile and turned to walk over to the pie case. Obviously he was big on personal space or privacy or something. Of course Dean realized moments after he said it that there was no possible way this guy was stalking him. After all, he'd already been here when Dean showed up. With a soft sigh, he pushed up and followed the man to the pie case. He wanted a piece anyway. Good to scout out the selection.
"I'm sorry. It's an inherited habit to be overly paranoid."
He tucked his hands deep into his pockets and rocked forward slightly, eyes drifting across the sugary food.
"It's okay."
Sam smiled brightly, glad he hadn't done anything wrong. It was tough being 19. Not only did Sam feel like he was all arms and legs, a foot taller than a lot of people, but he nearly always felt like he was blundering through social contact. It wasn't like he had all that many opportunities to practice.
"When I was coming in here, a trucker told me that the cherry pie was the best in this part of the state."
He leaned over to look at it. Dean considered the piece of cherry pie in the case and shrugged.
"Seems like it could be. Is it cherry season? I like apple pie the most."
He lifted his hand and tapped on the glass at a particularly large piece of apple pie.
"That's my baby right there."
He grinned and glanced over at the young man to watch the curve of his dimples as he smiled. Shoving his hands in his pockets, Sam looked up at the other man. There was a dusting of freckles across his cheek, pretty much all over his face, actually. Sam liked it. It was unusual. There were a lot of things about this guy that were unusual. It wasn't lost on Sam that he didn't miss much. Sam knew the look, the way he kept his back to the wall, glanced around the room periodically. Strange.
"You like pie?"
"Great question, Sam."
"I do."
Dean nodded and let his eyes drop to the guy's feet, taking in his boots, always assessing. He wondered what this young man's story was, what brought him to this diner in the middle of nowhere. Everyone always had some sort of history, but Dean knew if he asked, he wouldn't say anything about his, so he kept his mouth shut on the subject.
"So, chef salad, huh? That's kind of..."
He gestured his hand from side to side and smirked softly.
"Kind of
A small V appeared between Sam's eyebrows when he tried to figure out what the guy was talking about. Then it hit him. Sam's face relaxed into a bewildered expression. It couldn't be that obvious that he'd checked the guy out a little. It's not that he checked out all guys. He checked out girls too. You can't live off burgers alone, dude. He coughed suddenly, really uncomfortable, entirely too worried about where he was looking.
It's got me to 22.
Dean shrugged and chuckled softly, eyes lifting to watch a car drive past the diner.
Speaking of, I'm starving. What's taking them so long? It's not like there's much of a crowd.
He turned to watch the waitress walking behind the counter, noting the way the guy seemed to fidget slightly and wondering if he knew something Dean didn't. Smiling, Sam turned and walked back over to the counter.
Is that my salad?
He raised his eyebrows at the waitress and gave her his best grin.
Oh, yes. It is, sweetheart. Would you like a bun to go with that? On the house? You look a little thin. Doesn't your mama feed you?
She patted Sam's cheek, but he didn't miss the fact that she had a good look at his chest at the same time. When she turned around to grab the bun, he glanced over at Dean and cringed conspiratorially. He pulled his money clip out and paid the waitress, leaving her a more than generous tip, and took a step back towards who had now become Pie Guy in his mind.
So,
Sam smiled, brushing his hair back from his forehead and crunching the paper bag under his arm.
Guess I'll see you randomly again sometime.
Dean nodded and dropped into a stool.
Yeah, maybe.
He smiled slightly, amusement flickering in his eyes. With a half turn over his shoulder, he watched the man practically bend in half to slide behind the driver's seat. Dean had noted the green GTO with a nod of appreciation when he pulled in. A 66 or a 67, he thought. Knowing Mystery Guy drove it made him respect the stranger more. Obviously he had taste. Turning back, Dean smiled at the waitress as she set a plate of food and a shake in front of him. February 2003. It was going to take days for Sam to get the taste of whatever the hell green goo had come flying across the room at him earlier that evening, out of his mouth. He was getting really tired of hunting by himself. Maybe disgusting green goo wasn't the worst thing that could happen to him, but Sam was pretty sure if there had been someone with him, he would have been warned in time to duck at least. He freaking hated poltergeists. Not only were they miserable bastards, but they didn't seem to have any boundaries. They would do anything to get back at a hunter. After trying Listerine and toothpaste, Sam headed to the bar to try a stiff drink to get rid of the flavour. He folded his tall frame onto a bar stool and ordered a whiskey.
Straight up.
The bar was the usual, dark and musky, cigarette smoke lingering in the air, and Dean headed straight for the stalls the minute he stepped past the threshold. His eyes pulled in the surroundings, observing the few people milling about. There were a couple by the pool table. Dean would evaluate their skill levels and figure out which one he could scam easiest. Until then, he'd pretend to be casual. Strolling to the stool with his hand in his pocket, dropping down onto the flat surface, leaving two empty between him and the man to the right of him. His hand lifted for the bartender, ordering a beer and a shot before his fingers fell against the counter surface. Lifting his eyes, Dean glanced casually at the person just along the bar from him, looked back down, then up again.
Holy shit,
he breathed and turned in his seat. It was like a punch in the gut, only because it was the last thing he expected. He was the last thing he expected.
Jersey boxers,
he said and extended his hand out to the guy, letting it fall on the countertop between them. Looking over, Sam laughed softly.
It's Sam, actually.
Turning slightly, he stretched his legs out.
We meet again.
Still the same eyes. He just looked a little surprised to see Sam. It kind of made Sam's stomach flip a little, because the guy suddenly didn't look quite as guarded as he had before. Sam stuck his hand out to shake.
Dean,
he offered, and let his hand fall against the man's. Sam. It seemed oddly fitting, though Dean couldn't say he'd given much thought before as to what the guy's name could be. Now, though, he noticed his arms seemed just the slightest bit fuller, shirt not so much hanging off him as it was beginning to fit him. His jawline looked firmer, too. His hair, though, still long and dangling in his eyes enough that Sam had to flip it back, still oddly stunning.
Honestly, never thought we'd run into each other again. That's got to be like one in a million, right?
Sam had to actually concentrate, to make sure that he let go of the guy's hand. It was warm, rough, working man's hands. His grip was strong, and Sam felt a little thrill at the heat of his skin. He knew his cheeks were pinking up a little, so he turned back to his whiskey and lifted it to his mouth. Unfortunately, he wasn't much of a whiskey drinker, and while the nasty liquid got rid of the taste in his mouth, he coughed rather suddenly, his eyes tearing up. Dean couldn't help the soft chuckle as he lifted the beer to his lips and took a long pull. When Sam continued to cough, he rose, scooting his drinks along the bar and plopping down in the seat beside the man, patting him on the back in three quick slaps.
"Here, drink this."
He pushed the beer to Sam and nodded at the bartender to bring him another. Sam curled his fingers around the bottle, and Dean smirked slightly, leaning back in his seat.
"Better."
Sam took a long gulp of beer, wiped his mouth and let out a happy sigh.
"Much,"
he chuckled, a little embarrassed.
"I had this taste in my mouth. God, gross. Thought the whiskey might help."
Clearing his throat one last time, he held the beer up towards Dean, then took another drink.
"Next one's on me."
What an idiot.
Of course,
Sam couldn't have known that the green-eyed guy, well, Dean, would show up just as he decided to try some whiskey for the first time.
"Sounds fair."
Dean nodded and tipped back the shot, setting the glass on the counter before reaching for his beer. The alcohol burned pleasantly down his throat, and he considered Sam's profile as he followed the drink up with a large pull from his beer bottle. If Dean were more maths type of guy, he might actually try to calculate the odds of meeting up with this Sam for the third time in a completely random place. Thankfully, he wasn't, so he wrote the whole thing off as sheer dumb luck. Though why it was luck in his mind, he couldn't be sure. Guy seemed nice, though, so it couldn't be a bad thing.
"Are you even old enough to be in here?"
he asked with a sly grin, leaning towards Sam slightly in case the bartender was near enough to hear. Sam looked down at the bar in front of him, fiddling with his beer bottle.
"Well, I'm old enough for most things."
He spoke softly, leaning towards Dean.
"But I might be a few months shy of bar legal."
He smiled, and then it occurred to him that he might be putting Dean in an awkward position.
"Not a big deal,"
he shrugged.
"No, not really. Who hasn't drunk before 21 anyway?"
He chuckled and pulled from the beer bottle once more. He opened his mouth to say more, but the ringing of his phone had him stopping. Pulling it out of his pocket, he frowned and held up a finger to Sam before turning slightly and pressing the device to his ear.
"Yeah? No. I'm at a bar. No. Had to get... No, I'm not. All right. Should take a good day's drive, though. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Dad. All right. I will. Just don't..."
Dean pulled back as the line disconnected in his ear, frowning at it before tucking it back in his pocket. He turned back to Sam and shrugged.
"Parents."
"Yeah?" Sam's mind flashed back to better days when his parents were still alive. There had been times over the past few years when he would have given anything for a nagging phone call from one of them.
"Your dad? He lived near here or something?"
Sam spent quite a bit of time some days wondering what people did if they had parents. What would Sam be doing? Would he be driving to his folks' place on holidays to cut the lawn and tell them what he'd been doing? Would he be living near them?
"Not exactly."
Dean shook his head and pulled at the label of his beer bottle.
"He just needs me to check up on something. He always needs something when he calls."
Dean stopped picking at the paper and turned to Sam, flinching slightly.
"Sorry, don't know where that came from. I guess I just..."
He shook his head and pulled at his bottle. Really, Dean just needed to shut up before the guy asked a question he couldn't get out of without flat-out lying. And Dean kind of hated lying, especially when the person seemed as nice as Sam did.
"Anyway, what brings you here? You live around here?"
It's not like Sam hadn't been asked that question hundreds of times. He just didn't really want to lie to Dean for some reason. He seemed like the kind of guy that liked it straight up, true.
"My dad's dead."
Sam blinked a few times, looking down at his hands where they were pressed against the bar.
"Well, both Mom and Dad are... so..."
He shrugged a shoulder, swallowed, and looked over at Dean. Frown deepening, Dean turned in his seat to face Sam.
"Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. It... yeah, my mom. She's dead too. So it sucks."
He nodded and wet his lips, turning back to his beer. What a weird conversation Dean was finding himself in, oddly compelled to confess things to this mostly random guy. Not as random as a complete stranger, though, so that counted for something.
When did it happen? I mean, if you don't mind me asking.
I was 16. His brow furrowed. 4 years ago. How'd you even start to talk about the fact that your parents were killed by some ghost kid, without having people call an ambulance to come pick you up for shock treatment?
It's tough when you're a kid, but... He swallowed around the lump that had suddenly appeared in his throat.
Kids are resilient.
He dragged a hand down his face and nodded at Dean's bottle.
You want another?
It was lonely sometimes, hunting. Sam felt like his day was so routine he could move through most of it with his eyes closed. Talking was different. Good.
Yeah.
Dean nodded and looked up at the bartender. He couldn't imagine what it would have been like to lose both parents at that age. It obviously still wore heavily on the man, so Dean decided not to push the subject any further, though the hunter in him was all too curious as to what caused it. Snatching at the beer the moment the bartender brought two fresh ones over, his eyes drifted to the pool table.
So?
He racked his brain for a topic. It had been a long time since he tried to have a conversation with someone that didn't involve the words paranormal, or kill, or, well, fuck.
You go to school or something?
Choking on the mouthful of beer he was trying to swallow, Sam eventually managed to laugh.
No, man. I've been out of school since my folks...
Turning to Dean, he smiled and shoved his hair out of his eyes.
I used to think I wanted to be a mechanic. I work on my own car a lot. Learn mostly from library books. Do you like cars?
Sam's eyes moved over the lines of Dean's face. He was a good-looking guy. His lips were...
Yeah... Good.
With a slight grin, Dean nodded.
Yeah. I did some mechanic work when I was a teenager. I noticed your GTO last time. Good car. Not quite up to my baby standards, but it'll do.
He smirked and pulled from his beer.
I drive an Impala, by the way. 67. She's the best car imaginable.
It was much easier to talk on something he was familiar with, and Dean relaxed slightly into his seat, eyes doing just one quick once over the bar to observe where everyone was.
V8?
Sam nodded.
You got that fancy SS suspension?
Chevy's not my thing, but I read a lot.
Sam smiled and took another drink. Cars. One of the universal languages of the world. Good thing Sam spent a lot of time at the library. Dean nodded, grinning even brighter at Sam.
Yeah, the works. It's really the suspension that does it, you know? Of course, we've had to overhaul a bit over the years, but I swear, almost 40 years later and she still purrs.
He brought a hand up to rub along the back of his neck, looking at Sam with a higher level of appreciation. Clearly he wasn't just trying to BS his way through car talk, and he thought that he could really get to like this guy, given the opportunity. He was already halfway there anyway.
I bet. Nothing better than that sound.
Sam grinned. He was willing to bet that Dean made some pretty nice sounds given the right stimulation. Pushing his beer a little further away, he shook his head. Obviously drinking so fast on an empty stomach wasn't such a great idea.
You know much about motorcycles? I always kind of wanted one.
He chuckled.
Not too practical for carrying everything you own, though.
With a nod, Dean drummed his fingers along the countertop.
Yeah, they're all right. I think if you have a nice steady place to live, and another vehicle... Then a motorcycle's a good leisurely thing, but that just ain't me. Plus, I think the helmets make people look a little retarded sometimes. On me, they would anyway.
Dean slicked a hand along the side of his hair.
Not getting anywhere with helmet hair.
He grinned over at Sam. Laughing, Sam threw his head back.
Dude, if I wore a helmet, my hair would just look stupid. I should get it cut.
He always thought about getting it cut at the wrong times. Like at night in a bar instead of in the afternoon when it was actually an option. Dean's hair was short, probably the kind of guy who hopped out of the shower and ran his hand through and was ready to hit the road.
I think you should keep it long.
Dean noted, then bit down on his tongue. He had no idea why he said that, since the long hair thing had pretty much been the first thing he'd noticed every time he met the man. But trying to picture Sam with shorter hair was too weird. It was obvious Sam was the type of man who could work the long hairstyle. Dean knew he wasn't. And it didn't seem like Sam could wear his hair short, so it worked.
Though I would stay clear of helmets.
A soft smile worked its way onto Sam's face and he looked down. He'd like to think that Dean was, maybe, a little interested in him, but he usually wasn't that lucky. Guys who looked like Dean weren't the kind of guy who picked up 20-year-old guys in bars. Not that Sam was even looking to be picked up. He really shouldn't have had that second beer. You staying in town long?
Just for the night. Gotta get.
Dean's eyes flickered to the pool table, then back to Sam.
Needed a rest. What about you?
Sam noticed Dean glancing across the room, probably scouting out someone to spend some quality time with.
You need to get going?
Sam's lips twitched into a small smile.
It's okay. I didn't mean to keep you. I should get going anyway. Had a long day.
He slid off the bar stool and pushed up to his full height, tugging his jeans down.
Listen, it was really nice to finally talk to you, Dean.
It was actually making him feel a little disappointed that the conversation was over, but then he was on the move all the time, so there was really no point in trying to get to know someone. With a nod, Dean stood as well and rubbed his palm on his thigh. He was oddly sad to have the man go, but he'd be kicking himself tomorrow when he ran out of funds and had to call up his dad so there was still work to be done.
Yeah, Sam. Hey, maybe we'll meet again. Seems to be happening a lot.
He chuckled and held his hand out for Sam, oddly compelled by the urge to touch the guy once more, just to make sure he was real and not some twisted thing of Dean's imagination. Sam shook Dean's hand and couldn't resist running his thumb quickly over the back of the man's hand, smooth and warm. Sam smiled and gently punched a fist into Dean's shoulder.
Take it easy. Have a good night.
He strode across the bar, turning once just as he opened the door in time to see Dean smiling and walking towards the guy who was playing pool. He slipped out the door, wondering when he'd ever be in one place long enough to actually meet someone. Dean's shoulder and hand tingled for the rest of the night, long after he'd left with his winnings and settled into his motel bed. He stared up at the ceiling and thought about shaggy brown hair and warm hazel eyes, about deep dimples and a bright smile. With a huff, he rolled onto his side and told himself it was ridiculous to lose any sleep over Sam because, seriously, there was no way they'd meet again. Once was normal. He met different people all the time. Twice was freaky but not completely unheard of, if it was hundreds of miles from the first place they met. Three times, well, that was just plain bizarre. Four times would be a completely different level of weird that Dean didn't operate on. Forcing his eyes shut and the thoughts from his mind, Dean fell into a restless sleep in which Sam only made a few brief appearances. December 2003. Dean kind of hated Christmas. Not so much the act of Christmas, because who didn't like getting presents? It was more the fact that he hadn't had anyone to give him presents in years. Well, there was always his dad, but they hadn't done the Christmas thing since before he hit puberty, and even then, Dean had been lucky to see his dad on the holiday. Bobby had always been pretty good to him if he happened to be dropped off there during the season, but the most he generally got was a weapon of some sort, or a book on demon lore. So seeing families constantly crowded round, laughing and hugging, it made Dean a little more morose than he generally was, which is why he currently had 2 six-packs under his arm and the duffel slung over his shoulder as he headed for the motel room, key dangling between his fingers. His plan was to get outrageously drunk and sleep through the next day. Then he'd wake up and it would be the 26th and he'd be free of the stupid holiday thing for another year. Christmas was the only one that really got to him anyway. The sound of a door opening a few doors down had him looking up, constantly on alert for the next thing. When a guy walked out, head ducked down, Dean turned back to his own door and stuck the key in the lock. Then he blinked at the painted red door, lifted his head and turned. No way.
Sam?
He called out, watching the shaggy hair hanging in front of the man's dipped down head. Sam's face broke into a warm smile.
Holy shit, Dean!
Sam strode forward, hands jammed in his pockets.
What are you doing?
Dean looked good, although his face was a little drawn like he wasn't sleeping enough. It was pretty surreal to see the man standing there, and Dean had to take in his features for a few minutes before he could get his mind to work.
Oh, you know, I'm all right. Just not a big holiday fan.
He chuckled and shifted the 6-packs under his arms.
What about you? You heading out for the night? Was going to go out and get a beer. Rough day.
His voice trailed off. He hated this time of year, It was lonely having no family, but nothing made it worse than the holidays that everyone else spent with their relatives. Even going to the diner earlier had been painful. There was a family, kids, grandparents, aunts and uncles all crowded around three tables that were jammed together. They were laughing and telling stories. The kids were being told to share their desserts, and the uncles were laughing big belly laughs.
"What about you?"
Dean shifted his body so Sam could see the two six-packs.
"You want to come in? I got enough to share. Not going to be the best company, but there's no sense drinking alone when we can drink together, right?"
He smiled softly at Sam. The idea was certainly not a bad one. It would be nice to have someone around, even if they hardly knew each other. With all the people Dean didn't know, Sam had a weird sense of familiarity to him. And really, he technically met the guy 2 years ago, even if it had been in front of a stand of underwear in the middle of Walmart. Sam scratched the back of his head and looked down at his watch. He really had nowhere else to be, but he didn't want to seem quite as desperate for company as he was.
"Yeah," he nodded. "Yeah, that'd be cool."
He reached out for the beer. "Need a hand there?"
"Yeah, thanks."
Dean shifted more so Sam could take the six-packs and lugged his bag back over his shoulder as it slipped. Things seemed just a little less dreary now, and Dean shoved the key into the lock, turning it and shouldering the door open. It was just like any other nondescript motel room in any other random city, so Dean didn't even bother looking around. Just tossed his bag against the wall near the bed and turned to Sam, who was standing by the table. The walls were puke green and washed out orange, and Dean scrunched his face together.
"You ever wonder who does the decorating in these places? I swear it's like walking into a tacky 70s porno sometimes."
Chuckling, Sam put the beer down by the fridge.
"I've had worse rooms. These ones have magic fingers."
He nodded with a crooked grin on his face. He pulled a beer out of the pack and held it out to Dean, then shrugged his coat off.
"You not getting together with your dad for Christmas?"
Sam looked around the room. There was one chair and a bed, so he stood. With a slight grimace, Dean took the beer and kicked off his boots, dropped down onto the bed.
"Nah, we don't really do the holiday thing, or the getting together thing. Only time I ever see him is if he needs help on a job. Then it's just a couple quick days and he's generally gone without a goodbye."
He shrugged and tilted his head up to look at Sam.
"Make yourself comfortable. Gonna hurt my neck looking up at you all night, Sasquatch."
Sam moved over and settled into the chair, stretching his legs out in front of him.
"What kind of work do you do with your dad?"
Curiosity had always been one of Sam's downfalls. Of course, curiosity for a hunter was a good thing. Well, most of the time. Working his lower lip between his teeth, Dean stalled by twisting the cap off his beer and bringing it to his lips for several long pulls. Finally, he wiped at his mouth with the back of his hand and answered,
"We help people."
He didn't offer any more, and he shifted back on the bed slightly, considering Sam.
"What do you do? Obviously it has you travelling quite a bit."
There was no better way than to distract from something you didn't want to answer by throwing a question back at a person, and Dean used the tactic now because confessing to hunting supernatural creatures to the only person who actually might keep him company for the evening didn't seem like the smartest move. Sam shrugged a shoulder and rubbed a hand across his chest.
"I like to travel, pick up odd jobs here and there to keep me going. All I really need is gas and food and a room to crash in sometimes. I sleep in the car a lot, although that's not as easy as it was a few years ago."
He grinned and gestured towards his legs with his beer bottle.
"Yeah, I'd noticed."
Dean chuckled and considered what Sam's life must be like. He travelled because it was all he knew. There was no other option for him. Doing it just because, it was hard to picture.
"So you got nowhere to be on a night like tonight? Christmas Eve and all?"
He pulled off the label from his beer, rolled it between his fingers before pressing it into the denim stretched across his thigh. Shaking his head, Sam slouched down in the chair, crossing his legs at the ankle.
"I got no one. Didn't know either set of grandparents. Lost track of most everyone else. I guess I got a few friends here and there, but, you know."
Sam took a swig of beer.
"It's family time for most folks."
Sam tried not to look uncomfortable. No one liked to be around anyone who was all miserable and self-defeating because of the holiday blues.
"For most folks."
Dean agreed and scratched at a spot on his cheek. He finished the rest of his beer silently, pushing up off the bed and walking over to retrieve another one.
"I know Mr. Budweiser and I were planning on a full night of drunken sulking."
He chuckled and headed back to the bed with a second bottle.
"You're welcome to stay as long as you'd like. It'd be nice, having someone around."
Dean may have already finished a good half of a bottle of Jack at the bar before he pulled up to the motel, and that could possibly be affecting the words coming out of his mouth. Didn't make them untrue, however, so Dean shrugged it off. Wasn't like Sam wasn't being given an out. Let the man choose his own fate, even if it was a slightly drunk Winchester. Sam didn't have to think about it, but he was quiet for a few moments.
"Yeah, I'm game. We can trash the holidays. Drink and sleep through tomorrow."
He beamed over at Dean and took another swallow of beer.
"So, you travel a lot too? So you got a girl somewhere?"
With a snort of laughter, Dean shook his head and tipped his beer back.
"Nah, no girl. No, no one. Too complicated, you know."
He shrugged and pulled once more from his beer.
"I should warn you, I may already be a little drunk from earlier, so you're probably a few steps behind."
Sam smiled, toned down a little.
"And this is a bad thing? Maybe I'll get all your secrets out of you."
He chuckled.
"Steel trap."
Dean tapped the side of his head.
"What about you? Got yourself a girl somewhere, wishing you were there with her?"
He smirked a little, though his gut did this odd flip and clench thing he couldn't quite place. So he blamed it on the alcohol and finished his second beer.
"Nah. Only ever had two relationships and neither of them turned out so well."
That was kind of an understatement. Sam had dated a girl for a few weeks just outside of Tulsa. Problem was, she didn't quite get the idea that he was going to be on the road a lot. She just wasn't enough. Certainly not enough of a reason for him to stop hunting. It was what he knew. Then Shane had come along in Little Rock. Sam had never been with the guy before and things went a little quick. Shane took his hesitancy to be disinterest, and it all kind of fell apart. Sam's heart had been a bit dented by that one, and he decided that it probably wasn't all that wise to bother trying to be with anyone.
"It's hard. I move around a lot."
Nodding, Dean pushed up and only slightly stumbled in pursuit of his second beer.
"I get that. I travel too. Have been my whole life. So everything I've had, it's been more like almost some things."
He shrugged and twisted the cap off his beer.
"So you've just been travelling since your parents passed away?"
he asked softly, eyes trailing over the extended lines of Sam's body, taking him in. His muscles had firmed up a little more. Seemed like they were getting that way more and more each time Dean saw him again. He could feel Dean's eyes on him and shifted nervously.
"Yeah. I got my dad's car and just got in it and started driving. Seemed like the right thing to do. Guess I figured one day I would get far enough away and just stop."
Smiling up at Dean, he shrugged yet again.
"Guess I haven't got far enough yet."
Sam took a few big gulps of beer, feeling a little uncomfortable. He had no idea why he was compelled to tell this guy so much. It's not like he even had the excuse of being drunk.
"What about you? I keep running into you all over the place."
Clearing his throat with another pull from the beer bottle, Dean leaned forward until his arms rested on his thighs.
"This life is all I know. My dad and I have been on the road since my mom passed when I was 4. Don't think I'll ever settle down and have a normal thing. You know, wife and kids, white picket fence. It's just not me. I'm not a kid person. Hell, I don't even think I'm a wife person. If I ever ended up with someone, they'd have to adjust to my life, and it's a big if."
Blinking a few times, Dean lifted his gaze from the floor and chuckled.
"Apparently my steel trap is failing me."
Smiling, Sam nodded.
"It's just my amazing people skills. I can get a secret out of anyone."
He winked and kicked out at Dean's foot.
"It's my amazing ninja skills of trickery. You should see me wrestle."
He chuckled, amused at himself.
"I can only imagine. You're like a giant."
Dean mused and smirked at him, sliding back on the bed so he could stretch his legs out and rest his back against the headboard.
"I'll have to wrestle you sometime. Pretty sure I could win. I got my own set of amazing ninja skills.
Dean pulled from his beer and told himself he was not flirting, though it kind of sounded a little like flirting. But then again, Dean already knew he'd got a little flirty when he was drunk. Sam blew out a dismissive breath between tight lips and smiled.
Yeah, whatever, dude. I've taken down bigger guys than you. It's all about balance, you know? Centre of gravity and all that.
Sam laughed and emptied his beer bottle, sliding it onto the table behind him.
So you look pretty buff. You work out a lot.
He realised that kind of implicated him as soon as the words were out of his mouth, but what the hell? He'd just make sure he kept handing Dean beer. With a wide smirk, Dean flexed his arms and stared down at his muscles.
It comes with the territory.
He chuckled and finished off his beer. Sam's words seemed a little weird in his head, but then it occurred to him that it was only because it seemed Sam was flirting in return. So, they were flirting with each other, which was a little odd, but not so bad. And it had been a while since, and while Sam was a fairly attractive guy, actually, he was pretty gorgeous now that Dean thought about it. Dean wasn't too familiar with the being with a guy thing, had only fooled around once with one, and that was a three-way with a girl, so it didn't necessarily count. But still, Dean could imagine doing things with Sam. And, holy shit, he needed another beer. His mind was getting way ahead of itself.
Can you bring me another one?
He asked and batted his lashes at Sam with a grin. Sam stood and leaned down to grab another beer, walked over and held it out to Dean. After Dean grabbed it, Sam shoved Dean's feet out of the way and sat down on the bottom of the bed. Seriously, that grin kind of rocked Sam's brain a little. He'd pretty much do anything Dean asked him, if he looked at him like that. Shaking his head, Sam rubbed the back of his neck.
Comes with the territory, he echoed, which was...
Smirking, he glanced at Dean from under his lashes.
My job.
Dean twisted off the cap of his beer and stretched his legs out, casually letting his feet drop onto Sam's lap. That one touch alone felt so intense, and it wasn't because he had a foot fetish or anything. It had more to do with the fact that Dean couldn't remember the last time he just touched someone without the active pursuit of potential sex behind it.
You're getting some muscles there, Sammy boy.
He chuckled and peered at Sam as he sipped from his beer again, judging his reactions to Dean's feet on his lap. Staring up at Dean's face for a few moments, Sam took a steadying breath, then let his hand fall casually on Dean's shin.
I work out when I can, trying to get over that tall and gangly goofy thing I got going on.
No, Sam didn't have much self-confidence. He pretty much had none. It wasn't easy being 6'5" and alone. Either people hit on him, expecting him to be something far different from what he was, or they just ignored him. There was no happy medium in his life. The heat from Dean's leg was seeping through his jeans and warming the palm of Sam's hand. He shifted a little, his jeans feeling a little tight all of a sudden. Chuckling softly, Dean let his leg closest to Sam's body shift a little closer to him.
It's working. I've noticed a change.
He let his eyes fall shut as he finished off his beer, opening them to set the bottle on the nightstand. The buzz in his brain was pleasant, and Dean decided to ride it out. If he drank more, he'd get too drunk and not responsible for his actions. At this point, it was a happy medium.
So, Sammy.
He practically hummed the name, eyes settling on the faint colouring across Sam's neck.
What's your thoughts on this? Us, randomly meeting thing. Fate? Serendipity? Or something fucking creepy?
Creepy? Sam huffed out a laugh and squeezed Dean's leg.
I think it's kind of cool, actually. And man.
Sam shook his head and blew out a breath.
There are some things in the world that are pretty far out there in terms of fate and stuff. I'm okay with thinking that this is meant to be or something.
He knew he was kind of sounding like an idiot.
You want another beer? I'm good.
Dean nodded and scratched at his head.
I get it, though. The fate and stuff. There is, I don't know, something else.
He shrugged and left it at that, shifting his hips slightly at the heat curling up in him before looking at Sam.
You getting another beer? Should I move my legs?
No, Sam said quickly, curling his fingers over Dean's denim-clad leg. So, how long you staying in town this time, before your work, takes you away again. He hadn't missed the fact that Dean didn't seem to want to reveal what his occupation was. But it was hard to tell what that said about someone these days. Hell, he could be a vacuum salesman who was too embarrassed to admit it. Running his hand along the rough cotton of his shirt in an attempt to itch his palm, Dean shrugged.
Don't have much in the way of plans for a while. Holidays tend to be a bit of a slow time for me. I just go where I'm needed.
He let his hand slide down and rest high up on his thigh, the free hand coming up to shift through his hair.
You? Got a local job around here for a while?
I'm kind of in between gigs at the moment. Sam's last job. Haunting. Typical salt and burn in the last town back up the road had turned out quite well. The folks he'd been helping had given him a bit of extra cash when he left, it being Christmas and all. Sam's thumb brushed slowly over Dean's calf. He could feel the hard muscle there, and dug his thumb in gently, rubbing the muscle.
I was thinking I might stay here for 2 or 3 days, lay low through the holiday season.
He let his other hand settle on top of Dean's foot, against the rough cotton of his sock. Smiling at Sam, Dean shifted his leg further across the man's lap.
Yeah, not the wisest thing to travel over these couple of days anyway. 'Cause people can be crazy, especially this time of year.
The alcohol buzz magnified the feel of Sam's hand over his leg. Pleasure swirled around his veins with the drag of the man's thumb. For a moment he considered why such a tiny touch affected him so much, then he shoved the thought away. Being drunk on Christmas Eve, with a not really that random guy, was not the time to question emotional scars that possibly ran pretty deep. Dean's leg was seriously close to creating a seriously embarrassing problem for Sam. It had been a long time since Sam had touched anyone. Well, other than to punch them. And now here he was with this guy's leg riding remarkably close to the growing bulge in the front of Sam's jeans.
Yeah, the holidays make everyone a little crazy, I think.
Sam's eyes were fixed on his hands. He was too nervous to look up at Dean's face, scared of what he might, or might not, see there. His fingers started to move against the arch of Dean's foot, working the tense muscles. Dean's eyes fluttered closed. He was definitely down with the idea of a foot massage. Sam was a good person to have around, obviously.
A couple years back, I made the mistake of going to see a movie on Christmas. Have you ever been to a theatre on a holiday? I swear my boots were caked with popcorn and soda for weeks after.
He snorted slightly and readjusted his legs for a more comfortable position.
Feels good.
Sam's breath quickened a little.
What was he doing?
I
just thought it was depressing.
He glanced up at Dean.
You know?
He wrinkled his nose.
Poor lonely guy sitting in the theatre by himself.
He huffed down a small laugh and shifted under the weight of Dean's leg. God, the man's denim-clad leg was pressed right up against his crotch, and it was getting really hard to concentrate on anything but the warmth and the weight of Dean's limb.
Get that. I kind of feel that way whenever I go to a movie. Some are worth seeing, though.
He mused, and one more shift of his leg, and he could feel the burn of Sam's heat against his calf. His eyes stayed closed, and his facial expression didn't change, though he did consider what to do with the information that Sam clearly wanted him. Could he chalk it up to one mostly drunk night of holiday blues, seeking comfort in a random, not so random, stranger that wasn't really a stranger at all? Dean wanted to say he'd probably never see the guy again, but things just weren't working out that way. He swallowed thickly and pursed his lips together slightly, keeping his leg resting against Sam's crotch, and trying to sort through the alcohol buzz in his brain.